Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for the owner and GM of the 4-1 Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, live with Sean and RJ, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Thank you all for turning it on, leaving it on. This is the home of Jerry Jones every Tuesday on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Sean, you and RJ, good to be on.
Jerry, we always like to start off with a little game recap, especially after another nice win like that. Your overall thoughts on the Giants game?
Well, I really thought that we were as physical as we could, as we planned on. And we also had another great week of practice. We had really some of the indicators of how you're practicing were at the top of the charts, breaking from huddles, time to line of scrimmage, things like that. And so we felt good that we were going to really be able to press them going into the game and keep the pressure on them to with our offense to really run a lot of plays off, and that's what we wanted to do. Our game plan was executed really good there early, and it worked. All of those things help you get off to a good start. Now, those turnovers really impact you, and you don't get the points on the board. But I thought we were playing well, starting great.
You know, Jerry, last year when we were talking about the struggles, you kept talking about the turnovers, and you know, we agreed turnovers can be very random. Mm-hmm. There can be a luck element. Are you seeing, did you know it would play out like this year, that law of averages would have Zeke not fumbling it and you wouldn't have all the crazy turnovers you had to start off last season?
Well, I'm a believer in averages, but I also know the reality is when you get in the grass, down in the weeds, that if you've used up your quota of good luck, that doesn't necessarily mean bad luck is coming, but it doesn't mean good luck is coming either if it's the opposite. So I'm not much on evening out. That's a real hindsight after you've gone back two circles. So one year of bad luck doesn't mean you're not going to have bad luck the next year.
But, Jerry, you guys aren't, like, putting more of an emphasis than you normally do on turnovers, not turning it over or taking it away, right? I mean, you pretty much put the same emphasis every year?
Well, I think that there is a specific technique in areas on the defense in particular that is being emphasized. And maybe it has to do with reps. At practice, but I ultimately think what you put in, you get out, and I believe we're zeroing in on areas at practice that result in these turnovers.
Jerry, I know this wasn't Dak's first home game since the injury, but it was the week and the team that had the injury last year. Did you get emotional? Did you find yourself getting wrapped up in the moment because of that?
Well, I was reminded of the game life we've chosen here to be dramatic, and it involves the ambiguity, the happen chance of injury, and you almost assuredly are going to be dealing with it in some form as you go through the year. So it was a reminder of that. It was a reminder of how at the end of the day, there's a lot of living to do between the start of the season and when you get to potentially get in the playoffs. Let's hope we can push all of our stuff up there, have it playing at a high level when we get to the end of this thing this year, and be a great playoff team.
Are you going into every game now thinking and believing that Trayvon Diggs is going to get an interception?
Well, I know that he has that antenna up and he has those skills. Once you've seen him do it, the old adage, they can do it again. And we all know how to describe what he does. He has a great inner clock and a great skill that the ball is his. And that's a receiver skill. But he exhibits that and is getting more confidence in his ability to pull those plays off. So look out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry, tell us a little bit about him personally and how he's dealing with all this explosion of fame and the accolades and everyone saying this is the defensive player of the year. We fell in love with him and his son during Hard Knocks, but tell us a little bit about Diggs personally behind the scenes dealing with all this.
Well, I would not want to address one way or the other how he's doing these last couple of months, but I do know that when he came to the team, it should be no surprise to him of how to deal with on-the-field success. His brother is one of the real outstanding players, and they are particularly tight relative to how they how his older brother has coached him up, so to speak, in terms of making him aware of life, making him aware of what's coming. This guy's no novice when it comes to early years in the NFL.
Now, Jerry, some of the Tolos are asking me to pass along to you that they can't get his jersey right now in the team shop. So you may have to make a walk down to the marketing department to get more Diggs merchandise in there.
Well, that is a good way to get your butt chewed at in this world. But I will tell you, they're working midnight oil if they're trying to get those sevens out there.
Jerry Jones joins here at 105 through the Fan. Is there there's a couple of bad snaps in this game. Do you guys think you have a snapping issue at center?
Yeah, but it's a tough play. If you look at it, it's probably the exchange. I know you've heard this, but the exchange is the one that's the most commonly taken for granted. And it's really a serious part of how to win, how to be successful. And so we've got to continue to make sure that exchange is as natural as Dak can make it in the center. So I'm not worried about it, but it's certainly something that you realize you shouldn't take for granted.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jerry, last week, you're talking about modernizing NFL offenses, everybody using the same language. This week, we see Zeke go, to the sideline, get shaken up a bit because he lands on the first down marker, and there's this giant chain pole right next to him. Could we modernize the NFL's, first down marker to not have a weapon out there?
Well, with the care that the NFL has with not having, let's say, risky things on that field, and boy, do they monitor that closely. It really is surprising to me that there's anything out there that would create that. I think it's more likely to go in the category of rare. I would even venture to guess, and I'm totally guessing, they may never have had that type of incident. So it's until further notice, and I haven't had any data on it yesterday, but I would say they've got it pretty safe. It's just a rare case when his accident happened.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Everyone is praising Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn, but we'd like to know what's standing out to you about the job that Mike McCarthy is doing during this winning streak, Jerry. What's jumping out to you about your head coach?
Oh, I think his detail, how he zeroes in on detail, how he has a lot of confidence in the kinds of things that he emphasizes. A coach has to be a head coach for his staff, and he should have the kinds of credit that Mike should be receiving. And he's an outstanding coach. I will tell you that I saw last year in the I would call it almost soap opera happen chance of his first year. Considering when you get to be a head coach, you're supposed to get all kinds of advantages, at least be with the team more. He didn't see that team until we got it to training camp. And so you look at that, other coaches dealt with the same thing. But you'd like to think adversity can really breed some strength, and it did.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And, Jerry, you're doing this without some damn good football players. How are the timelines looking for the return of guys like DeMarcus Lawrence and Gallimore and Gallup to help add to what's happening?
Normally, our timelines are conservative so that we usually expect them quicker than we might have anticipated. They're of course, emboldened, those players and staff and training staff are emboldened by the success that we're having. It's contagious. You can imagine how a player's wanting to get back out there. He didn't need that success to want it, but still they want to get back out there. They're working to rehab, and that is what's called for. It's a lot of work to get your rehab back out there. But we've got some guys that should be, and if you would believe it, enhanced by the work that they get relative to their skills and a lot of their physical aspects of their game. They should be, could come back even in better shape. So if you look at a guy like Colston, who really had never had a snap in the NFL, and he rehabs, and then he goes out and plays the last two games the way he's played it, then that shows you what you got coming with guys that have been rehabbing. So I think they'll hit the ground running.
Jerry, how optimistic are you about getting Leo Collins back for this game?
Oh, I don't know. I think what it is for me is he's out for this game, and I frankly do not have anything that would that's worth noting that would indicate otherwise, that he won't be out for this game, and then he'll be back with us for the rest of the year.
Jerry, has Terrence Steele made an argument that he should be this team's right tackle moving forward, even when Collins comes back?
Is he an argument, I guess, I guess that's okay to say an argument, a case, whatever. Boy, has he. He's just played outstanding. And he's shown me that he's got a long-term future in this game and this game with the Cowboys. So he's played outstanding, relatively speaking. Now, that doesn't mean that Lyle Collins is any less of a player. Lyle Collins is a significant player, a member of the team. And so this just gives us what you hope for, and that is a young player ascending and gives us depth and gives us, if you will, an alternative. All of that's there.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, every Tuesday with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, the big story in the sports world and certainly in the NFL is what happened with the Raiders and John Gruden yesterday. What is your reaction to the Gruden story?
I just, it's a, these I know these people, I know everybody that you've been reading about, they're outstanding proponents of our game. They have represented this game in many cases beautifully, we all continue to recognize what a spotlight you're in and the way that we should express ourselves. All of that comes to my mind.
Do you think that he deserved to lose his job as head coach of the Raiders?
I have no, I don't have anything I would want to express there one way or the other. I know that from the standpoint of contribution, I know that we all are accountable to even a, if you will, a fleeting or a minor part of our actions. We all are accountable to those, but that's about all I want to comment on it. We are talking about people here, and even the ones that some of the comments were directed about, those have been outstanding people in the NFL.
And Jerry, last thing, this is just an overall question, and all of us talking and listening, I think have had to change and adapt to the times and what is, you know, offensive today versus maybe 20 years ago or acceptable, and, you know, cancel culture being thrown into that. Can you maybe just talk about how your awareness level of just having to change, you know, from 30, 40, 50 years ago with what is deemed acceptable or not?
Daylight and dark. Daylight and dark, and just the technology alone, but certainly the expectation, those have dramatically changed, but they were changing from where they were 30 years earlier, 30 years ago. And so we just have to just keep your eyes open. The incidents that get portrayed aren't necessarily a reflection of the individual or a reflection of his life, but they certainly do are impactful, and you are accountable for them. And that's about all I can say. It's almost like just looking at an incident and trying to describe it rather than having an opinion on it. The opinion is a wish that we could have all things that we're discussing be complete positives, but that's not life.
Last thing, I saw you take a picture with Dirk and Luca on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know the last time you were nervous to take a picture with someone. It's always, oh my God, it's Jerry. Can I get a picture? We're always nervous to take a picture with you. When's the last time you were nervous or starstruck by someone?
Well, I think that what we're trying to describe is just the want to have that. And I feel that way. I had a great picture a few years ago with Joe Namath.
Mm.
And Joe's someone that I really have looked up to all my career and admire. But the point is, my attitude was, I just want to have that. That'd be great to have a picture with him. So all of that's good, and it really is, without a doubt, one of the pluses of getting to do what you get to do is you get to be around a lot of people that you think highly of, and you get to have some memories, permanent memories in the form of pictures. So it's a great part of it.
Jerry, thank you for the time, as always. Let's keep the winning streak going, and we'll talk to you next week after New England.
You bet, guys, and let's have a good week of practice. This bunch has to get better, and we'll get better.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.